We thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Heaven for our beautiful world.
For the birds that soar in the immense sky.
For the precious flora that adorns our earth in an exquisite array of colors.
For the awe-inspiring and majestic sceneries.
And for all the amazing animals, our co-inhabitants,
that generously share their beauty and unconditional love.
Blessed are we to be guests on this magnificent planet.
In deep gratitude, may all creations thrive in peace and dignity under a merciful grace and protection of our Creator.
Welcome, spontaneous viewers, to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. From Los Angeles, California, USA, Supreme Master Television airs 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotford 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland, and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 Ku band and Intelsat 10 C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 74 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
Now joining us is Brazil and Costa Rica with the following new additions. In Brazil, in San Gonçalo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 19 on TV Costa Verde. And in Costa Rica, in Tilarán, Nuevo Arenal and La Fortuna de San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal del Lago S.A. We also have a new addition in the Dominican Republic, in Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Holytel.
In Cameroon, Channel 26 in Bamenda on Cameroon Cable Network Plus, Channel 40 in Limbe and Onfarong on CSAT, Channel 56 in Douala on Vision Cable TV, Channel 57 in Bouer on Medium Network Service or MNS, and Channel 23 in Kumba on CIET Kumba.
In Bogota, Colombia, in Bellavista Noroccidental, La Estrada, La Estradita, Ciudad Onda, and Bosque Popular, Channel 16 on Parabolica Bellavista. In Villa Mayor and Aledaños, Channel 44 on Via Visión de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on ASO Parabólica Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Engativá UPZ, Boyacá Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia, Channel 43 on Tele Boyacá Real Cable Company. And Channel 62 on Tele Morisco Cable Company. In Candelaria La Nueva, San Francisco and Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company.
In Localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón, in Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Tele Los Nidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso Casablanca, 32 and 33, Urbanización 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Engativa, 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Tele Reliquia, and in Ciudad Bolivar, Channel 73 on Ate Uve, La Estancia.
In the Dominican Republic, in Tireo, El Rio, and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Costanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Ni Cabaña. In Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas del Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Visas Televisión. And in Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional, Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicana. In Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arcoiris.
In Paraguay, in Valleme, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cable Visión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cable Visión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santani, Channel 30 on Tapera Kwai Cable Company. In Orqueta, Channel 32 on Tamoa SAA. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Minga Guazu, Channel 44 on TV Cable Minga Guazu. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, nationwide on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Chonghua Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 95 on Mangrove Cable TV, Yongjiale Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 95 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 95 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV.
In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingzheng Cable TV. In Taitung County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Xiai County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. And in Bozi City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Xiai City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. And in Yunlin County, Channel 108 on Douliu Township on Jialian Cable TV. And Channel 108 on Yuanchang Township on Peigang Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hoft Province, Channel 21 on Han Altai Cable TV. In Erdenet City, Channel 26 on Cha Tengger Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Himor Cable TV. In Sukhbatar Seleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darhan Ur Province, Channel 8 on Darhan Broadcasting System. And Channel 44 on Cha Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervisions, Channel 47. Orange Cable Companies, Channel 65. Channel 12 on MNBC Television, Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. And in Bayanzurk and Hanul District, Channel 25 on Himor Cable TV. In Hotol, Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Undurhan City and Henti Province, Channel 23 on Sanburt Company. And in Sanshan City and Dorongob Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company. In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV.
In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg on Wilhelmtel. And in Hamburg on Willytel, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, Channel 30 on Recamp Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcasts, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones and iPhones. We have subtitles for all shows, currently up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, Brazilian and Serbian citizens can now visit each other visa-free. In animal news, Ethiopian conservation policies lead to the recovery of endangered species. In ecology news, distinguished representatives from 8 countries attend a Stop Climate Change conference in Singapore. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, July 17th, is the birthday of the Chancellor of Germany, Her Excellency Dr. Angela Merkel, born in Hamburg. Her Excellency began serving in office in 2005 and is the nation's first female chancellor. For her commitment to address climate change, Chancellor Merkel has recognized as one of Time Magazine's 2007 Heroes of the Environment. Her Excellency, who has been number one on Forbes Magazine 100 Most Powerful Women list since 2006, was re-elected as Chancellor in 2009. Our respectful thankfulness, Your Excellency Dr. Angela Merkel, for your dedicated leadership. May you have a blessed and happy birthday with loved ones.
Fly-in news: heavy rains turn fatal in Yemen. At least 30 people have succumbed to days of continuous deluges that resulted in flooding and landslides across the nation's northwestern regions on Wednesday, July 14th. Seven perished when a vehicle was swept away in the Mashana district of Ib province, while a rock slide in Damar province collapsed a dam, leading to flooding that took five lives and injured four others, while submerging a health center, farms, and roads. Floods caused fatalities in two refugee camps, where some 200 families were also displaced. While in the capital, Sana'a, roads were blocked by rising waters that also flowed into residents' homes.
Conveying her deep sorrow and prayers, Supreme Master Qinghai asked that our nearby association members go, if possible, to offer necessary aid, adding that financial assistance is available as needed.
We thank Supreme Master Qinghai for her attentive concern for the vulnerable. With our sincere sympathies to those who have lost loved ones, we pray for the restored lives of the Yemeni people and that such weather intensities subside through humanity's kinder actions on Earth.
European Union offers continued support to Sudan. The European Commission has approved a 150 million euro donation that will be used to complement other ongoing efforts that are assisting the most vulnerable in more affected regions such as Darfur.
To ensure uninterrupted funding, monies have been allocated from an alternative source rather than awaiting the Sudanese government's ratification of the Cooperative International Cotonou Agreement. European Commissioner for Development, Andries Piebalg, stated, "The international community has a crucial role to play in promoting stability and development in Sudan. The EU's decision today proves we remain committed to the Sudanese population and the stability of Sudan. Providence bless Your Excellency and European Union for your ongoing provision of caring humanitarian aid, wishing the gentle-hearted Sudanese people ever-expanding stability, well-being, and peace."
Supreme Master Qinghai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you all the relief workers for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
India and Pakistan resume peace talks. Arriving in Islamabad on Wednesday, July 14th, India's Minister for External Affairs, S.M. Krishna, met with Pakistani Foreign Minister Shah Mahmood Qureshi, as well as President Asif Ali Zardari, for the first bilateral dialogue in 2 years. President Zardari highlighted the need for cooperative ties between their countries and conveyed his wish that the resumed talks would further this goal. Upon their conclusion, Minister Krishna stated, "India is committed to resolving all issues with Pakistan through peaceful dialogue and negotiations based on mutual trust and confidence. Our respectful accolades, Your Excellencies, on your meeting to advance your country's peaceful dialogue. May the people of India and Pakistan be graced with neighborly amicability, care, and respect."
Louvre displays rich legacy of Saudi Arabia's culture. The prestigious Louvre Museum in Paris, France, has opened an exhibition of historic artifacts from the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia. Most of the more than 300 relics are being displayed for the first time ever outside of Saudi Arabia, with some that haven't been seen before within the kingdom. The majority predate the birth of Islam in the 7th century. A statement from the Louvre reads, "They reveal in particular the little-known past of a dazzling, prosperous Arabic world now being gradually discovered by archaeologists." Kingdom of Saudi Arabia, the Louvre, and France, we laud your collaboration in this artistic gift to the world, wishing your many visitors a memorable time in marveling at your nation's rich heritage and civilization.
U.S. government agency warns of livestock antibiotics harm to human health. In testimony presented to a House committee on Wednesday, July 14th, U.S. Department of Agriculture, or USDA, representatives warned of a clear link between the use of antibiotics in livestock and the health of humans who consume it.
USDA's Chief Veterinary Administrator Dr. John Clifford, with support from officials at the Federal Department of Agriculture and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, affirmed this stance with support from studies that have shown resistance in bacteria such as Salmonella, which is then transmitted from the antibiotic-administered livestock to people upon consumption of the meat. Just recently, the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, which had supported these practices in the past, also publicly recommended that farmers stop using antibiotics in livestock and even created a schedule for the elimination process. Our appreciation, Dr. Clifford, U.S. Department of Agriculture, and other agencies for your work to raise awareness of the dangers associated with meat production and consumption. Let us strive for a world free of such risks altogether by adopting the healthful, life-affirming, plant-based lifestyle.
South Korea Loving Huts now number 40. A new Loving Hut branch has been welcomed in Busan at Kumgakdong. As the fifth such locale in the metropolis and the 40th in the nation, this Loving Hut joins the all-vegan international franchise furthered by Supreme Master Qinghai's goal of offering people worldwide the easily accessible option of exquisite yet reasonably priced meals. Our correspondent found out more from the people at Loving Hut Kumgakdong.
신선한 유기농 재료로 만든 케밥에서부터 채식 추어탕까지 어린 아이들이나 어르신들의 취향까지 골고루 만족시키는 다양한 메뉴와 부담 없는 가격으로 간편하면서도 맛있고 또 안전한 먹거리를 찾는 사람들에게 기쁜 소식이 되고 있습니다.
맛이요, 담백하면서도 깔끔하고 괜찮은 것 같아요.
오늘 너무너무 기쁘고 개원한 것이 내 마음에 너무 흡족합니다. 감사합니다. 너무 좋아요.
이런 음식점이 곳곳이 안 있으면 좋겠어요.
오늘 러빙헛에서 한 끼 식사를 통해 느낀 따뜻한 사랑의 기운을 여러분들께 전하고 싶습니다. 지금까지 한국 부산이었습니다.
We join in the excitement at the availability of yet another auspicious Loving Hut restaurant in South Korea, with our thanks also to Supreme Master Qinghai for her encouragement in furthering this life-affirming chain of eateries. May our world soon be vegan for the health and harmonious contentment of all.
Some of the benefits of a vegetarian diet: lowers blood pressure, lowers cholesterol levels, reduces type 2 diabetes, prevents stroke conditions, reverses atherosclerosis, reduces heart disease risk 50%, reduces heart surgery risk 80%, prevents many forms of cancer, stronger immune system, increases life expectancy up to 15 years, higher IQ, saves 70% of the total cost of $40 trillion for reducing global warming, uses 4.5 times less land to grow food, conserves up to 70% clean water, saves 80% of the cleared Amazonian rainforest from animal grazing, a solution for world hunger, free up 3.4 billion hectares of land, free up 760 million tons of grain every year, half the world's grain supply, consumes one-third fossil fuels of those used for meat production, reduces pollution from untreated animal waste, maintains cleaner air, saves 4.5 tons of emissions per U.S. household per year, stop 80% of global warming, plus more. Save your life. Be veg. Go green. For more urgent information, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/be-veg.
State Lottery surprises winner with $1 million. Arriving at the lottery office headquarters after being notified that she was a finalist, Maryland, USA resident and single mother Paula Evans couldn't have been more surprised to find that her entry, which she had mailed in the previous November, was in fact the grand prize winner from 44,000 finalists. The unemployed nursing student and mother of three expressed her gratitude, saying, "I thank God for his blessing upon me and my children." Ms. Evans went on to say that she would use the funds to help pay the medical bills for her son James, who has cerebral palsy, as well as college tuition for her other two children, Deshaun and Lanissa. Our warm congratulations, Ms. Paula Evans, on your momentous win. May you and your family be graced with stability and abundance shared through your fulfilling lives and lofty dreams.
Leading Australian conductor remembered. On Thursday, July 15th, Sir Alan Charles McLaurin Macaris passed away at the ripe age of 84. Sir Macaris, who long resided in the United Kingdom, achieved international recognition for his gifted expertise in the music of Mozart and Czech composer Leoš Janáček. Sir Macaris conducted some of the most renowned orchestras in the world, including the United Kingdom's BBC Concert Orchestra, BBS Symphony Orchestra, English National Opera and Royal Opera, as well as the USA San Francisco Opera and the Metropolitan Opera in New York.
He also had the honor of conducting the Sydney Symphony at the opening concert of the Sydney Opera House in Australia. Among the many honors he was conferred were Commander of the Order of the British Empire, Companion of the Order of Australia, and the first award ever of the Queen's Medal for Music. Upon his passing, numerous tributes were announced in his honor, as well as heartfelt condolences sent.
We join in sympathy for the family and classical music lovers worldwide at the loss of the talented Sir Charles Macaris. May his soul rest tranquilly in heaven's everlasting light and love.
Save our planet, Andean glaciers melting at rapid pace. Internationally renowned glaciologist Dr. Bernard Francoux of the Institute of Research for Development, or IRD, in France has been studying the glaciers of the Andes Mountains for more than 20 years. Knowing firsthand of their rapid melt, he stated in a recent interview that if the climate warming of the past decades continues, it will be fatal for many of the Andes glaciers. Up to the early 20th century, the permanent snow line in the Andes Mountains had been stable at around 4,750 meters above sea level, receding to 4,950 meters by 1975.
However, with recently accelerated melt rates, the 2010 snow line has retreated to 5,100 meters, with glaciers throughout Ecuador, Bolivia, Peru, and Colombia having lost between 30 and 40% of their volume in the past 35 years. With the glacier's disappearance comes major water supply problems for the region. Understanding the urgency of the climate change, Dr. Franco has a simple message. The climate is our responsibility. We have to do everything we can to reverse this trend, each person from where they can.
Dr. Franco and Institute of Research for Development colleagues, we are grateful for your dedicated study and call to action. Let us quickly join in doing everything possible through our lifestyle choices to cool the planet.
Speaking in concern for humanity's welfare, Supreme Master Ching Hai discussed the Andean glaciers during a September 2009 conference in Peru with a suggestion for how to directly resolve both the regional and global problem of ice melt.
Peru is home to 70% of the entire range of Andean glaciers, with peaks that supply the country's people with both water and hydroelectric power. However, these are all expected to disappear by 2015, just a few more years. Dwindling water supplies have caused escalating tensions and even conflicts to erupt, as many people, including disadvantaged farmers, don't have enough water or are struggling for their share. So please, before the situation gets any more out of hand, let's choose the vegan diet. The future effects will be greatly eased. Only then we will have a manageable situation. Be veg, go green, so we can all save the planet.
Save Our Planet, the European Commission's newly released EuroLeaf logo, required as a label on organic foods, is designed to allow quick and easy identification of foods within the European Union that have been approved as being organically produced.
Save Our Planet. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon urges for swift action on pledges made by wealthier nations during the 2009 Copenhagen Summit of procuring and channeling funds to developing countries' adaptation to climate change to help save resources and lives.
save our planet. Tehran's meteorological office reports record highs in the Iranian capital as an ongoing summertime heat wave has resulted in temperatures of over 42 degrees Celsius, forcing closure of many government agencies.
Save our planet. The head of the Moroccan Agency for Solar Energy, Mustafa Bakouri, highlights his country's plan to increase sustainable energy generation from solar source to protect the environment and provide for the increased energy demand.
Warning news. Health officials announced that 60 restaurants and slaughterhouses that process dog meat in Hanoi, Ho Lac, or Vietnam have been temporarily closed after contamination with the highly lethal cholera bacteria was discovered to be threatening human health.
It's Lamberta the Sheep here, and I'm a vegan with a shopping tip of the day. If you purchase an item online, make sure you have a record of the tracking information. You can also keep a copy of any receipts that have been emailed to you on a document in your computer. That way, you will be able to follow up if there's an issue with the merchandise. Thank you for your attention, and thanks for being veg, going green to save the planet. Now it's time for the worldwide weather!
In intercultural news, Brazilians and Serbians can now travel visa-free to each other's countries. Brazilian Foreign Minister Celso Amorim stated that this new policy would bring the two nations closer together. His Excellency also encouraged the citizens of Serbia to visit Brazil, in particular for the 2014 World Cup and Olympic Games of 2016. Congratulations, Serbia and Brazil, on your increasing amicable relations. Also, our earnest appreciation, Your Excellency Celso Amorim, for your kind invitation. May the friendship between both nations continue to develop, enriching the lives of many warm-hearted individuals.
In animal news, Ethiopian animal conservation policies lead to the recovery of endangered species. A census released by Ethiopia's Semien National Park reported that animals previously threatened by extinction have been increasing in number. These include the endemic walla, the Ethiopian wolf, and the Gelada baboon populations. These positive results are attributed to good park management and the growing understanding of the local population of the importance of protecting their co-inhabitants. Our heartfelt gratitude, Semien National Park, on your success in safeguarding the lives of these rare animal friends. May all exquisite wildlife flourish under heaven's protection. Coming up on Noteworthy News, a conference in Singapore highlights the earth-saving benefits of the vegan diet. We'll take a few moments in silent prayer for peace. Please stay tuned for more noble news on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, elevating news for an uplifted world. In ecology news, a conference in Singapore highlights transitioning to the plant-based diet to halt global warming. Called Climate Change, Why We Should Care, the gathering featured a number of eminent speakers. One of them, Dr. Chuo Shenhui, presented her research demonstrating that By having one meatless day a week, citizens of Singapore could reduce their carbon footprint more than by decreasing electricity and transportation use by 50%. Informative videos were also shown, including an urgent message from Supreme Master Ching Hai, in which he urges global citizens to transition to the low-emissions vegan diet to save our planet. Approximately 300 people attended. Among them were distinguished representatives from 8 countries.
My advice to leaders, world leaders, is to say, trying to look at the issue of livestock and see that impacts on human lifestyle.
If we all realize that going on a plant-based diet is not only healthy, it's morally and ethically the right thing to do, wouldn't we want to do it?
Today, after coming here, after listening to all this talk, then I've really decided to become a vegetarian.
Pre-veg, go green to save a planet.
Yeah, be veg, go green to save the planet.
The event was organized by environmental advocacy groups, Earth Committee and Loving Earth, which include our association members. Plant-based snacks and buffet dinner were provided by Loving Hut, an international vegan chain of restaurants encouraged by Supreme Master Ching Hai's loving vision of offering affordable, healthy, animal-free cuisine. Our sincere appreciation, Dr. Chou Shenhui, esteemed speakers, Your Excellency Dr. Simeon Selby Rapinga, and all respected guests for your participation in this important meeting. May the vegan lifestyle solution to climate change soon be adopted worldwide.
Please join us for a joke told by Supreme Master Ching Hai entitled Communication.
Two women were talking, and one said, "My youngest has trouble with eczema and asthma." The other woman said, "Oh, that's pretty nasty. How did he get them?" So the first woman said, "He hasn't got them. He just can't spell them."
And now for our viewers' hotline.
با سلام به استاد بزرگ. من یکی از بینندگان تلویزیون شما می باشم که هنوز متشرف نشدم و سوالی دارم. شما همیشه می گویید که باید همه انسانها را بدون هیچ شرطی دوست داشته باشیم. ولی چگونه می توان بعضی از این انسانها که هر گونه ظلمی در حق مردم می کنند را دوست داشت؟ امیدوارم به سوالم جواب بدهید. سپاسگزارم. امیر از تهران، ایران.
Hi Amir, we appreciate your message. Supreme Master Ching Hai has a reply for you. Truth-seeking Amir, thank you for your profound question. All humans are innately good, but in this world they can lose contact with their inherently virtuous selves. We pray that humanity will return to the noble and compassionate way. May Allah's munificent blessings be with you and all the spiritual people of Iran. With all my love, Ching Hai.
Do you have a hotline today? We would be delighted to hear your hotlines and stories from your area. Please send them to hotline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/hotline. Thank you for spending time with us on Noteworthy News.
May the glorious light of heaven forever shine upon you.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Energy company BP announces that the most recently applied cap appears to have completely halted the Gulf of Mexico oil leak for the first time since it began in April, with tests that will be ongoing to ensure the solution's permanence.
United Arab Emirates-based charity Dubai Cares announces the launch of special programs in Mali and Sierra Leone that provide access to clean drinking water and sanitation facilities in schools to enhance healthy learning environments.
Lebanese Hezbollah Party Secretary General Saeed Hassan Nasrallah and Free Patriotic Movement leader Michel Aoun reaffirm their commitment to working together for the good of the nation.
In his Going Vegan column, U.S.-based journalist and now vegan Grant Butler of the Oregonian newspaper reports on the many diverse vegan cookbooks available that demonstrate how people can enjoy tasty plant-based fare using natural, unprocessed foods.
The Algerian Space Agency has launched from India the ALSAT-2A, a high-resolution Earth observation satellite to assist in management of agriculture and natural resources as well as crop protection and land planning.
25-year-old Yemeni Mohammed Odaini has been released after 8 years detainment in the U.S.-run Guantanamo Bay and is returning to his homeland of Yemen.
In a new study published in the journal Psychological Science, researchers from University of California, Davis in the USA find that Buddhist meditation helps increase focus and attention span.
During Argentine President Cristina Fernandez de Kirchner's visit to China, she signs 18 cooperative agreements in areas including energy and transportation infrastructure.
In Nairobi, Kenya, Michelle Odhiambo from animal protection organization People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, or PETA, dons a gown of spinach and urges people to forego meat as a cause of world hunger and become vegetarian instead.
Head of the newly established Bahrain Media Authority, His Excellency Sheikh Fawaz bin Mohammed Al Khalifa, pledges support for openness and freedom of expression among the country's journalists.
We thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.SupremeMasterTV.com/NWN.